What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The first jury heard 12 and a half hours of testimony about Alec Murtaugh stealing money. Not 12 and a half minutes, hours. Exposed across 10 full days of trial, witness after witness telling the jury what this man did to grieving families, to disabled clients, to his own law firm, to people who trusted him with their worst moments. By the time that jury sat down to deliberate, they didn't just think Alec Murtaugh was capable of killing his wife and son. They felt it. They spent 6 weeks absorbing the full scope of who he was. And when they walked into that deliberation room, the physical evidence didn't have to do all the heavy lifting. The emotional scaffolding was already built. The South Carolina Supreme Court, all five justices unanimous, looked at that scaffolding and said it was too much. They said the prosecution went far too long and far too deep into Murtaugh's financial crimes. They said the state could have made the same motive argument in a fraction of that time. They singled out specific testimony. Tony Satterfield specifically talking about his disabled brother being one of Murtaugh's victims and called it zero probative value with obviously high potential for unfair prejudice. That's the state's highest court saying a key piece of the prosecution's emotional architecture had no business being in front of a jury. And if that testimony had zero probative value, how much of the other 11 and a half hours did? Now the state says it's going to retry, and it should. We'll get to that. But the prosecution has to answer a question it didn't have to answer the first time around. How do you convict Alec Murtaugh when the jury doesn't know the full story of who Alec Murtaugh is? All this week, we're going to be diving into what does the new trial of Alec Murtaugh look like. Press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss it. As we are going to begin our deep dive into the trial of Alec Murtaugh, part due. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through all of this. Buckle up, kids. This is probably going to take a few years. The motive theory itself survives. The basic framework is still there. On the day of the murders, June 7th of 2021, Murdaugh's law firm CFO confronted him about roughly $792,000 in fees that should have gone to the firm, but were instead funneled to Murdaugh personally. That confrontation happened that day. 3 days later, there was a hearing scheduled in a wrongful death lawsuit tied to Paul Murdaugh's 2019 boat crash, a hearing that threatened to force disclosure of a financial settlement or statement revealing that Murdaugh had stolen millions. Prosecutors argued and will probably argue again that Murdaugh was facing the simultaneous collapse of every lie he'd been telling for years, and that he killed Maggie and Paul to generate a wave of sympathy that would buy him time. Distraction through tragedy. That's the motive, they say. And if the core facts supporting it, the CFO confrontation, the pending hearing, the timing, are still admissible, well, what happens? What's not admissible? Or at least not to the extent the prosecution used it the first time. Is everything that made the motive feel real to the jury going to be there? The parade of financial crime victims, the Satterfield family's gut-wrenching testimony about what Murdaugh did to them? The forensic accountants walking through scheme after scheme? The cumulative emotional weight of a man who exploited every single person who got close to him? That material did something specific in trial one. It made the jury despise Alec Murdaugh before they ever had a chance to evaluate whether the physical evidence proved he committed murder. It turned a circumstantial case into something that felt like certainty. You spend 6 weeks learning that a man is a pathological liar who steals from the disabled and the grieving. And when the prosecution says he also killed his wife and son, your gut says, of course he did. That's not evidence, though. That's narrative momentum. And the Supreme Court did, in fact, recognize it. I want to be clear about something here. The Supreme Court's ruling does not mean Alec Murdaugh is innocent. It does not mean the evidence against him is weak. It means the trial was unfair. It means the prosecution presented its case, the way they presented the case contributed to the unfairness alongside the clerk's jury tampering. Those are two different things. And conflating them is a mistake people are going to be making in both directions. Murdaugh supporters will claim vindication. Critics will say a guilty man got off on a technicality. Both are wrong. What happened is that the system demands a fair process. And the first trial just did not deliver one, no matter how guilty you think Alec Murdaugh is. I'm one of them who thinks he's guilty. But I also can believe in the same sentence, the first trial did not deliver a fair process. And that is what is at the crux of all of this. The court's ruling technically overturned the conviction based on jury tampering, not on the evidentiary issues. But the justices issued guidance anyway. And that word means something when it comes to the bench. Guidance from the Supreme Court isn't a suggestion. It's the court telling the next trial judge exactly what it thinks went wrong without formally ordering a specific remedy. It's like a warning dressed in polite language. And the warning is clear. 12 and a half hours of financial crimes testimony was excessive, prejudicial, and unnecessary to establish motive. The next judge who lets the prosecution run that play is doing so against explicit skepticism from the state's highest court. So whoever that judge is going to be needs to be cautious with that call, because we'd rather not have a third Alec Murdaugh trial. So what does the prosecution's case look like in trial two? It looks thinner. It looks more clinical. The state gets to tell the jury that Murdaugh was under financial pressure, that his schemes were about to be exposed, that the CFO confrontation happened the day of the murders, that the boat crash hearing was 5 days away. That's the motive compressed into its factual skeleton. What the state probably doesn't get to do, or at least not the same extent to which they did the first time is to put victim after victim on the stand to make the jury feel the scope of the destruction. The difference between this man was about to be caught stealing and this man stole from a disabled man's family, from the childhood friend, from his own law partners, from people who came to him at their most vulnerable, is the difference between an abstract motive and an emotional conviction. One gives you a jury theory, the other makes them feel it in their chest. And here's where it gets complicated. The prosecution has to decide how aggressively to push the boundaries of the Supreme Court's guidance. Every financial witness they try to call, every bank record they try to introduce, the defense is going to challenge it. And the defense is going to do it armed with the Supreme Court's own language. The court said the state went too far. The court called out specific testimony as having zero probative value. Every time the prosecution pushes for more financial context, the defense holds up the ruling and says, see, Your Honor, your own Supreme Court said that that was prejudicial. The dynamics have flipped. In trial one, the defense was fighting to exclude evidence and mostly losing. In trial two, the prosecution is fighting to include evidence against a court that's already told the world they included too much. It's a fundamentally different posture. And there's the lead prosecutor question. Creighton Waters built the first case. He built it around the financial narrative. His closing argument leaned hard into Murdaugh as a liar and a thief. Remember Family Annihilator? The character destruction was the foundation and everything else sat on top of it. That instinct worked. It produced a conviction. It also produced the exact excess the Supreme Court criticized. So does Waters adapt? Does the AG's office bring in someone whose instincts run toward physical evidence and timeline reconstruction rather than narrative character demolition? Because those are different skills. A prosecutor who won by making the jury despise the defendant now has to try to win by making the jury trust the evidence. A prosecutor who spent 10 days building emotional architecture now has to build a case that stands on forensic legs. That's not a criticism of Waters. He won. But the strategy that won is the strategy the Supreme Court said went too far. Adapting to that reality is going to be the prosecution's first challenge. And here's the uncomfortable truth that the state has to sit with. The jurors who convicted Murdaugh, the actual human beings who deliberated for 3 hours and came back with guilty verdicts, said the financial evidence wasn't what convicted them. Juror James McDowell said the financial storm was a good theme, but wasn't a persuasive motive by itself. Juror Amy Williams said the evidence from the night of the murders and witness testimony sealed the deal for her. Juror Craig said Murdaugh's own testimony felt performative. He could turn the emotion on and off. It didn't feel genuine. It's interesting what they're saying. They're saying the financial narrative was the backdrop, not the main act. They're saying the evidence that mattered was the evidence about the night of the murders, the timeline, the lies, the behavior. And if that's true, maybe the prosecution doesn't need 10 days of financial and emotional devastation to get a conviction. Maybe the physical evidence and the lies can carry it on their own. But the question prosecutors have to answer honestly, even if only to themselves, would those jurors have reached that same verdict in 3 hours if they hadn't spent 6 weeks absorbing what kind of man Alec Murdaugh is? The conscious mind says the evidence convicted me. But 6 weeks of testimony showing a man who lied to everyone, stole from the vulnerable, and manipulated every system he touched, that doesn't just evaporate when the jury starts deliberating. It sits in the background. It colors every piece of evidence. It makes the circumstantial case feel stronger than it might otherwise. The jurors may believe the financial evidence wasn't the deciding factor. The 6 weeks of character destruction that preceded everything else may have done more work than anyone, including the jurors, and even more than they want to admit. That's the prosecution's real problem, not whether they can present more evidence. They can. Not whether the motive theory survives. It does. The problem is whether the physical evidence, the timeline, the lies, the forensics can produce a conviction without the emotional foundation that made everything feel inevitable the first time. In trial one, the financial narrative was the ocean, and the physical evidence was the current carrying the jury to guilty. In trial two, the ocean is a lot shallower. The current has to be stronger. The state is committed. The AG's office has made that clear. Every candidate to replace the current AG has said the same thing. The retrial is happening, but committed and incapable are different words. The prosecution has to build a fundamentally different case inside constraints that didn't exist 3 years ago. Trial one was built on making the jury feel who Alec Murdaugh was, a man so corrupt, so dishonest, so willing to exploit the people closest to him, that killing his own family wasn't unthinkable. Trial two has to be built on making the jury see what Alec Murdaugh did. The physical evidence, the timeline, the lies, the behavior on the night of June 7th, 2021, allegedly. Those are not the same case. The same facts, yes. The same witness, mostly. But a fundamentally different shape, a fundamentally different emotional temperature, and a fundamentally different burden on the evidence that actually ties Murdaugh to the murders. Prosecution won trial one in 6 weeks. The Supreme Court said the way they won it was constitutionally excessive. Now they have to win it again. Inside a box the court drew for them. Will that evidence fit inside that box the same way in trial two? At this point, nobody knows. Not the prosecution, not the defense, not the public knows the answer. The state has the burden of proof. It always has. But in trial two, that burden sits on a narrower foundation. The physical evidence has to do the work that the financial narrative used to supplement. The timeline has to carry weight that the emotional architecture used to support. And the prosecution has to make a jury believe beyond a reasonable doubt, without the cumulative effect of 10 days of character destruction, that Alec Murdaugh shot his wife and son on a June evening and then lied about it to everyone who asked. That's still the state's theory. It's just a theory. The state now has to prove with fewer tools and stricter rules. Whether that's possible is the only question that actually matters. Do you think they can do it? Your thoughts in the comments section, as we are literally at square one here at the beginning of Alec Murdaugh trial number two. We got four more pieces coming out this week. We're going to examine different angles of what is coming up. Up next, Becky Hill, the woman who broke the trial of the century. Press subscribe so you don't miss that discussion. And again, I'd love to get your thoughts and theories in the comments section here on Substack and YouTube as we begin our coverage of the second Alec Murdaugh trial. Here we go. Buckle up. We'll continue the conversation there in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.